Okay, you're back with the Business Show, and we're talking to Mark Bedolf from the University Centre at Rees Heath. Mark, your colleague introduced you to me as a lecturer in precision agriculture, and I've never heard of precision agriculture. So what makes that different to agriculture?
Effectively, precision agriculture is trying to control all the inputs to the system and make sure that you minimise waste as far as possible. That it could be construed effectively as trying to create maximum profits from a system, but it really goes further than that. It tries to look at every single thing that you input to a business, and it doesn't matter if it's agriculture or something completely different, and really control the things that you can control that go into it and measure the outputs effectively, see where small incremental changes can be made to your business, and hopefully implement those in a cost-efficient way that effectively allow you to streamline your processes and come out with a business at the end, which is yes, more profitable, but is also sustainable for the future. It doesn't damage the environment. It doesn't have any huge social implications to what you're trying to do on this farm or any other business. And effectively do your job, but do it particularly well and very precisely if possible.
So you're streamlining the business systems and helping the farmers or the students that you're lecturing to not to be afraid of introducing or exploring new ways of becoming more efficient.
Yes, effectively, all businesses have to grow, change, and adapt. Agriculture is definitely included in one of those, because it is an industry which sees huge influxes and depressions in profit margins and price effectively. The only way we can survive those changes in the revenue that you receive is to effectively become very resilient and trim and tailor your inputs of your system as efficiently as possible to make sure that there is no waste in your system. Every small part is analysed to make sure that it is running as effectively as it can be, and hopefully making your business very future-proof. Change is always going to be a huge part of things, but it's changing things in the right direction and not change for change's sake, effectively.
And having a broad horizon so that you're looking into the future and seeing where you know where you're going, in other words.
Yes, having a plan for the future, and it's a great thing to be involved with students, because they often see things from a very fresh perspective and are keen to change effectively, always going to be forward thinking, and hopefully in the businesses that they end up working in, implementing some real changes and not doing things exactly as they were done by the previous employee or employer, and really seeking to make things better as they go along effectively.
The University Centre presumably has connections with other universities or connections with do they spread overseas as well?
As much as possible. It's always difficult to get students across and to see other parts of the world. Last year we took a group of students to Iowa State University, to really see how large scale agricultural production uses technology to exist in effect. There's only a certain amount of expansion and precision you can input to a business without the use of technology. So we went across to Iowa last year, and that's a study tour that we've conducted a couple of times. And hopefully this year, later into the spring, we're going to go out to Toronto in Canada to look at, again, larger scale business systems, which tend to have the facilities to add more technology. What can be difficult across Europe is the size and scale of businesses doesn't leave a huge amount of capital which can be invested in research and development effectively. So if you're a large scale business, you can apply some of your funds and finances, but only probably a small percentage into technology and finding the best way for the future. If you're a large scale business to start with, that percentage of your profits that you can input into research and development is going to be greater, and you can probably afford to invest in some of that technology. And I guess I see that as a barrier for smaller scale businesses, because this technology is expensive, and particularly while it is in its infancy, it's it's difficult for small businesses to find a chunk of their capital to invest in a system which is potentially quite expensive.
So having made those connections with Canadian educational institutions, will you maintain links with them now? Will you?
Yeah, that's definitely a plan for the future, to maintain as many of these links as possible and to take them forward. I teach a module this year, Sustainable Intensification, which purposefully looks at the wider global impact of intensive farming practices and how you make that sustainable. There's no way that I can deliver such a subject without having a wider aspect and look into other countries for the things they do and their solutions to the problems.
Okay, and we'll be back with a little more from Mark just after this track.